Hey everyone!
Hello!
If you're joining us for the first time, hi, I'm Em.
And I'm Tima. Welcome to Bed Buds,
where we fall down that internet and pop culture rabbit hole, go on a couple of nerdy deep dives and obsessions along the way, and cover the wildest stories from our friends and the internet. You know what? We've got a case of the sillies tonight. What would you even call this mood that we're in?
I don't know. Whenever we're together, we start acting so erratically.
Just fools. Just complete fools. Buffoonery.
Like 5 minutes ago. Em pulls out her socks from a drawer and she's like, oh my god, these have monkeys on them. Mind you, these socks had nothing on them. Barely even a logo.
Should I show them the socks?
You need to show them.
Please hold. This is the sock. Yeah, I literally pulled those socks out and I was like, these have monkeys on them. Oh, no. Am I okay? I was like, did I just have a stroke? I have no idea. Like, maybe I've had a similar colored sock in the past that had monkey. I don't think I've ever had socks with monkeys on them, though, to be honest.
I just don't understand.
It was so... We've just been... At one point, I was, like, singing a song. I don't even know. I was just like, nothing's working. Bonk. We are... Yeah, we do very strange things.
Like, yeah.
Just in the hour before... filming.
Like we just danced for like an hour. Emily made this like really great choreography to a bachata song.
Thank you.
And she taught it to me today.
And Tima is like an amazing dancer, so.
So is Em.
Thanks.
Monk.
Monk. So quirky. We're such quirky girls. My goodness. Wow. Well, yeah. So I'm like swollen and like sweaty from dancing and laughing and allergies. I did like really cute makeup before dancing, like before you got here. Okay. And it's like mostly gone now. So.
No, it still looks really good though.
Sorry, I just. Did you say punk in your head? No,
I just took a piece of food from my mouth.
A snack? I said bonk in my head, which is really bad. Because now I'm like adding it to the end of every sentence. I'm like, yeah, my makeup looked really good earlier. Bonk. Like, what? Like, I had to fight not to say it out loud.
It just fits so well now.
Does it?
Yeah,
does it? I'm so sorry, friends.
This is just the version you're getting today. I'm not sorry.
No, I'm not. Honestly, this is who we are. But yeah, this is some extra silly juice today.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when I laugh too much, which happens a lot when I'm around M, I start getting really congested. So my voice is not going to be at its peak today, and that's okay.
That's okay. We can always enhance, zoom, bonk. More, bonk.
Okay.
We're done. Let's not out bonk the bonk.
Yes.
We have to keep it fresh. Well, with that, let's get started.
Yeah.
So this is from r/AmITheAsshole, of course. And it's called, Am I the Asshole for Expecting a 24-Year-Old to Prioritize Her Health, Irrespective of What Others Say? Mm. Super, like, cool,
okay.
Normal title, mm-hmm. Right? This was actually found, I found this on r/AmITheAngel. So similar to Am I the Devil, but it's like for posters who really think that they are like God's gift to the planet or like heroes and they are really in the right and have really done something good.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So my 26 girlfriend, 24, has this disease, sort of. She has low fat because her body cannot store fat. Low blood pressure, low glucose, and even in warm temperatures, she is cold. Her mother and grandma have the same illness. She is not bedridden or anything. As long as she keeps warm and eats about 5 to 6 times a day, she's fine. She weighs 120 pounds, so obviously the eating is not a problem. She can finish a full 3-course meal and her tummy will still be just as flat as before. You will not even know she is ill by looking at her. She is beautiful, smart, and lives a full life. This is the problem. My older brother got married last Sunday, but due to low budget, everyone was supposed to chip in and play a part in the wedding. She didn't even want to attend, but my brother needed somebody to mind the bar. Since she does not drink because alcohol is literally toxic to her health, we trusted her with that job. She reluctantly agreed to do it for me. We left for the ceremony early, but we got separated because my brother asked her to set up the bar. Since I was family, I had to stay for the ceremony. After the ceremony, we went to the reception. I must admit, things dragged a little. After the cake was cut, she approached me and told me she never got the chance to eat and is currently dizzy and going into hypoglycemic shock and needs to snack. I told her to have a cake. I had to attend to something else, and I assumed she had the cake. She collapsed at the party. We had to get an ambulance, and the party came to an end. Everything was a mess. I was told she went for cake and met my mom, who scolded her for picking up cake and also for leaving her post. My mom hates sugar and always scolds everyone for eating too much sugar. She left the cake and collapsed on her way back to the bar. Now my family is upset with me because my girlfriend ruined the party. She knows her condition. I expect that her well-being should be more important than any scolding my mom gave her. My family is upset with me because they said I used her and did not feed her. She is currently still in the hospital because I am told her glucose kept dropping. She keeps going in and out of consciousness. She is not diabetic. Everyone is upset with me. I am upset with my girlfriend. She knows her condition. So am I the asshole for expecting a 24-year-old to prioritize her health irrespective of what others say?
You're the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What? Okay. There's like a couple layers to this one.
Yeah.
So first of all, the mom scolding her for eating a piece of cake.
Yes.
When she's hypoglycemic.
It's ridiculous.
Like her family. Even if she's. Yeah. No. Just normally, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay. But the fact that his family knows that she has these issues, mm-hmm. that she is hypoglycemic and she does get dizzy if she doesn't eat. What? Why are you scolding her for that?
So weird.
And then she passes out and they blame her?
Yeah, for ruining the wedding. It's so weird. And like the fact that the mom was like, go back to your post. Like, not even just the cake, like, separate the, you know, don't eat sugar, but, like, she's like, go back to your post. Like, you have to be there at the bar. So, is she attending the wedding? Because I can understand, like, okay, yeah, low budget, everyone's chipping in a little bit. In my mind, I'm like, okay, so Johnny brings the drinks, like, mm-hmm. Jimmy brings the snacks, Stacey brings the pickles. But putting somebody on bar duty for the entire night, like from beginning to end, like right, she has to leave the ceremony early to set up,
right,
and then just be there alone through the entire day, can't leave her post to eat.
Wait, you're so right.
That's weird.
It's they just used her for labor.
Yeah. And also something that I want to point out here, this is really weird, like not even thinking about her health issues yet, mm-hmm. but like, so she didn't even want to attend the wedding, but my brother needed someone to mind the bar. Since she does not drink because alcohol is toxic to her health, we trusted her with that job.
What?
Like, is everyone else in your family just like a raging
alcoholic
that like you can't trust anyone to like be like, it's a sounds like it's a low budget small family wedding. Why does anyone even need to man the bar?
That's just such bullshit.
It's so weird.
This is just such a strange situation overall. The way everyone's reacting to this.
It's.
And the boyfriend posting about this as if he's in the right.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, I'm mad at my girlfriend because she should have known better. She did know better.
Yeah.
She came to you and she said, hey, I need to eat. Yeah. I feel dizzy. She verbalized that to you. Mm-hmm. It's not her fault. Your mom made her feel uncomfortable, made her feel like she needs to go back and work, even though she knew that she couldn't.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing there, too, where he's like, basically, he's not upset with his girlfriend for the fact that she was hypoglycemic. He's upset with her that, like, she fell into his mom's scolding and went back. And he's like, well, you know that you have a health condition, so you should have just told her, no, I'm going to eat the cake. Like, first of all, get this girl some dinner. Like, okay, cake, yes, like if that's what she needs right now, sugar, but she literally said she hasn't eaten anything. Like, you should have in that moment said, babe, we're going over here and we're grabbing something to eat. Like,
you should have taken
her. Go get cake, like I have something else to do. But also, like, she's your, I mean, she's your girlfriend. Like, impressing parents is important. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I would feel if, like, my partner's mom all of a sudden was just like, oh, yeah, are you gonna eat that? I'd be like, no, gotta go. Like, that is so scary and hard to deal with.
It's awful. And just knowing that my partner isn't supporting me in that, that's not a relationship I would want to be in.
No.
Like, having a bad, well, not mother-in-law yet, but, mm-hmm, you know, future mother-in-law possibly, is bad enough.
Yeah.
But then having your partner constantly take their side and not yours, that does not work out.
Yeah, it's really bad. Also, like, God, I'm just really picking apart everything this guy says, but I have not. This is one of the, like, wilder people I've seen on this app, on this website in a while. But, like, also just the way he describes her illness and her body is really strange to me. Like, I feel like it's almost like he doesn't fully, I don't know. Like, he says she has this disease, sort of. She weighs 120 pounds, so obviously eating is not a problem. Like, first of all, I don't know how tall she is. 120 pounds, like, is not necessarily a lot.
Yeah.
Like, for any height. And then, you know, talking about how, like, no one would know she's ill by looking at her, the way that she can eat anything and her stomach is still flat, like, almost glorifying this.
Right.
Like, well, she's still hot, even though she has this condition, so it's not a problem. Like, she's not really that sick. It's
You're fine. So right. You're so right. Yeah. That sounded weird to me, the way he was talking about her.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like he actually takes it seriously or understands the implications of those issues for her.
Yeah. Someone with, like, dating somebody with a chronic illness is really important. Like, there are considerations that you need to make in the ways that you act around this person, like the preparedness that you yourself have to, like, deal with anything that can come up. I saw recently on The Bachelor, one of the ladies, Lexi, she has pretty severe endometriosis. And when she told Joey about her endometriosis and stuff, he asked her, like, is there, like, I would want to have a toolbox with me, you know, whenever we're together, like a kit, so that if you're in pain, I can be ready with, like, pills to give you or be ready to help you.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so important.
Yeah.
Like, you are ready to help your partner with anything that they're going through.
That's what a considerate partner just does. And he's just not getting it. Like, not even going with your girlfriend and taking her to get some food.
Right.
And making sure that she gets there and doesn't pass out when she already just came to you and said she was dizzy. Like, if not even my partner, but if anyone came up to me and said that, I'd be like, oh, let me take you.
Yeah, that's the bare minimum. Like, literally, it could be someone I don't even know at this wedding. And I'd be like, oh my God, let's go over here and sit down.
Yeah.
Bare minimum. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And he's still, like, his girlfriend is currently in the hospital going in and out of consciousness. And he's like, I'm upset with my girlfriend. Okay, like, you're writing this up to prepare for the fight that you're going to have with her when she wakes up in her hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Literally ridiculous.
Wow.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's all I have to say about that one. Bananas.
Well.
Do you have more bananas to add to the bunch?
I do.
Perfect.
All right. So this one is from r/AmItheAsshole. And it is, am I the asshole for deleting my son's YouTube account with more than 20,000 subscribers for skipping school?
Yes. Yes. Okay, continue.
Also, I got this from r/AmItheDevil.
Okay.
It was posted on there. Okay.
There's our answer.
I'm a father of 2 kids. One of them is my daughter, who's in college, and another is my son, who's a high schooler. I'm not too strict, but I was very suspicious of my children getting social media. I'm not exactly young, and I thought social media would be bad for them, but eventually I gave in and let them get social media. My son eventually decided to get YouTube, and he created a channel. I wasn't very used to social media, so I didn't do any stuff like creating accounts to see what they were posting like many other parents do. Around 5 to 6 months ago, my son ran into my room screaming and jumping around yelling about how he reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. By now, I was more used to the platform and social media in general, and I congratulated him. If I'm going to be honest, I didn't really care that much, but he seemed really excited, and I didn't want to ruin that for him. Then, around 3 months ago, a similar thing happened. He reached 10,000 subscribers. Once again, he ran around screaming in joy about this news. He seemed so happy and excited about this, I congratulated him and let him do his own thing. A month ago, he ended up reaching 20,000 subscribers, which was an amazing achievement to him. He was so happy, and I actually felt kind of proud of him. This was very rare, so it was nice to hear that he was getting very popular in whatever community he was posting in.
Bro, continue. I hate this man. Mm-hmm.
2 days ago, the school told me that my son hadn't been in school the past 3 days, saying that he hasn't showed up to any classes, and they were curious as to why. I was extremely confused as to why, and it hit me that he was skipping entire school days, doing God knows what. When he got home from school, I confronted him about the call from school. He lied and said that he has been in school this whole time, and that wasn't true, but I knew that was a lie. I told him to hand over his phone and kept it in my room. He got mad and stormed into his room, slamming the door behind him. I have one major policy in my house, and that's don't slam doors in my face, especially when I'm mad. In frustration, I went onto his YouTube channel, since I have access to his YouTube channel, and I deleted his YouTube channel. I didn't tell him when this happened, and since he didn't have his laptop with him, which is what he used to make his videos, he had no way of knowing I deleted it. Yesterday, I told him that I deleted his YouTube channel, and I don't think I've seen him angrier. He screamed at me, saying I was the worst father ever, and that he hates me a ton. I feel a tiny bit guilty about this, but I've talked to him numerous times about not skipping school. So, am I the asshole?
Okay, you're evil. You're literally evil. Wow, have we picked, like, the most evil people on Reddit today? That is so disgusting.
I want to see if you're picking out what I'm picking
out.
Yeah. Okay.
So, first of all, there's all the little, like, things of, this was a big accomplishment to him, or I'm proud of him, which doesn't happen often.
Right.
Like, that alone is, like, excuse me? That is insane. Like, okay, my mom doesn't have TikTok, like, doesn't use TikTok at all. Only recently has started watching Instagram Reels, and, like, we just send each other cat videos. But I told her we had a TikTok that went, like, semi-viral. It had, like 800,000 views.
Yeah.
And I told her about it. I was like, well, I made this TikTok, and it did really well. And she watched it, like, in front of me. And within the first 5 seconds, she starts crying.
Oh,
it was so a TikTok cute. Where it was, like, talking about, like, the color orange.
Yeah.
And she's just, like, crying. And I was like, why are you crying? And she was like, you just look so beautiful. Aww. And I'm so proud of you. And I was like, meh.
That's like, so sweet. And that's how a parent should react.
Yeah, you know? It was so nice.
Like, even, so I have some dance videos that went semi-viral. Mm-hmm. And whenever I would show my mom them, she would get so happy.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, you have to keep doing it. She was someone who really encouraged me to keep dancing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what parents should do. You know, you should support your kid. And the fact that he had 20,000 subscribers huge. On YouTube. And then he was like, oh yeah, I'm kind of proud of him. Crazy.
No, that means that people literally are, like, watching what your son is making on his own. Like, no one's teaching him. He put in the work. That is so, like, such a grind to get that far. And people are watching it and liking it. Like, that's big. Ugh, that's so messed up.
Like, what do you think about his son skipping school and the punishment for it?
I think, like, skipping school is definitely an issue. And I can absolutely see, like, as a parent, why you would be concerned about that. But what I didn't understand was he was like, I couldn't believe my ears. What was he doing? He was skipping entire days of school. Like, where are you? Like, to the dad.
Exactly.
How do you not know that your son is just home for 3 days?
Exactly.
Like,
or I think the dad was confused on where his son was.
Yeah.
Because he was saying, oh, God knows where. So he didn't know where his son was at all. Which, okay.
So I guess it's not about YouTube, right? Because it's like, I could see. So I guess I could see the punishment. I still think it's overboard. But I could see him saying something like, no YouTube for a month or something like that.
Yeah.
If the skipping school was directly related to YouTube. Like, if his son was like, I'm dropping out to become a YouTuber. I don't need any of this. I could see him being like, for 1 month, you're not going to use YouTube and you're just going to focus on your studies because your grades aren't doing well.
Yeah, that is an appropriate punishment to this issue. But also, I was wondering if you caught this, but the father's original punishment wasn't because he was skipping school. It was out of frustration for him slamming the door.
Oh my gosh. That's even worse. It has nothing to do with YouTube. Like, it has literally, it's not correlated at all. It's just, you made me angry. You disrespected me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take away the thing that you're really proud of.
Exactly. In a moment of frustration, I'm just going to destroy all your hard work.
That's so gross.
It's so awful. And I actually have a little edit here.
Okay.
It turns out that the phone call that was sent was a prank call from a few bullies at his school. I recently called the school and they told me they never called and my son has been at school all this time. So I checked the past call number and it wasn't one of the school's phone numbers.
Why didn't you do any of that before?
Like, your son told you that he wasn't skipping school.
Yeah.
And you called him a liar.
Yeah. See, like, I feel like if that had happened to me and, like, the school called about that, my parents would be upset. Yeah. Absolutely. They would confront me.
Yeah.
And I would say, no, I was there. Mm-hmm. And then their next step would be like, okay, are you sure? Mm-hmm. I would say, yes, I'm sure. Like, I'm adamant about this.
Yeah.
The next step would be, okay, let's call the school and get to the bottom of this. Yeah. Like, maybe they didn't do something right. Maybe a record was missed. Something happened.
Exactly.
Like, not just immediately go to the punishment.
And just such an extreme punishment at that. I also have a comment from someone. You are the asshole. Once a YouTube account hits a non-trivial number of real followers, it becomes a legitimate business or brand with monetary value that is not easy to replicate.
Yeah.
You may have seen it as a casual hobby that comes secondary to school, but it was so much more than that. It was the equivalent of destroying his lemonade stand that was on its way to expanding beyond just serving a couple of neighbors down the block. This doesn't justify skipping school, but the punishment was disproportionate to the crime. And this was before the edit, clearly. And I thought this just summed up everything that I was thinking when I was reading this.
Yeah, it really is a business for him. And, like, I've seen YouTubers who I've followed and, like, they had millions of followers and their accounts got destroyed. And their second channel that they made just never got up there again. Like, they've been, like, sitting at 50k, 500k, which is still like nothing to scoff at. But I mean, if you had millions and you get cut back to that, like, it's really hard because sometimes the algorithm, like, it just takes one moment of like one video does really well to put you up there.
Exactly.
And then who knows if you're going to get that again.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just so awful. Like, all this kid's hard work. I don't think this kid is ever going to forgive his dad for that.
No. That's pretty unforgivable.
No.
I don't know how I would. Especially like you said, it's not even for skipping school. It's actually for slamming the door.
Yeah.
The fact that you're like, that's the one rule in my house. Like, okay, ego.
Right?
Like, clear, it matters that much to you. Like, yeah, no one likes to have a door slammed in their face. But the fact that this is like a thing for you, like this is a point of pride, a point of like literally bruising your ego.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do not slam the door in my face.
Like, I'm just gonna take away everything. Yeah,
the consequences will be catastrophic.
It's so dumb. And of course this child was frustrated.
Yeah.
Because he was like, no, I didn't skip school. And then the dad is there like, yeah, you did. You're a liar.
Poor baby.
No, that's so just sad. Okay, this reminds me.
Yeah.
It's not at all to the same scale as this. But when I was younger, maybe about like 9 or 10, I went to Sri Lanka with my family for about 2 months during the summer. My uncle actually got me a kitten. Okay, this really, really cute kitten. He put it on my lap. I was playing with it. My mom was like not very happy about it. And the kitten pooped on my lap. Okay.
Okay.
Because it's a kitten.
Yeah.
And my mom got so annoyed at that. She ended up putting the kitten outside.
Where is this going?
She ended up putting the kitten outside. I got cleaned up. It was night, and I was like, Mom, can we please take the kitten inside? Because it had ran to the garage. So we could have still taken it inside. And she's like, no, just leave it there. We'll take it in the morning. And then I heard it meowing like a couple hours later. So I was like, okay, no, like we need to bring this kitten outside. So I go to my mom again. I wake her up and I'm like, mom, please. Like, I really, really feel like we need to take this kitten inside. And she's like, no, 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 it's fine. Just leave it. Like, go to sleep. And she was like, trust me, just go to sleep. Went to sleep. Wake up in the morning. My mom tells me that the kitten ran away. The kitten didn't run away.
Ran away into a snake's mouth.
Actually, there's this really large, fluffy lizard thing in Sri Lanka. It's a tropical island.
Fluffy lizard?
Yeah. It's just this crazy lizard-looking thing, okay?
Okay.
That eats anything.
Okay.
It ripped apart that kitten. So now when I think about that moment, I'm like, damn. If you had just believed me.
Yeah.
And, like, listened to me.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's not something that I hold against my mom because I think she felt really bad about it, too.
Of course.
But, yeah, just moments like that. I think if you're a parent, you really need to listen to your kid.
Yes.
They're not just there to make mistakes and lie and whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what they're saying actually matters.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, except for like very rare cases, most kids, like, I think really do start off like good people.
Yeah.
And it takes people wearing them down for them to turn into bad people. And yeah, I just like, I think you put that perfectly, like, just listen to your kids, validate them, like, validate their feelings. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, it's okay.
I also really want to know what kind of lizard it was. I'm like a big lizard girl.
Can I look it up really quick?
Yeah.
It's almost like a Komodo dragon.
Oh, like a monitor?
A what?
A monitor of some kind.
What is that?
Google, like, Sri Lankan monitor lizard.
Sri Lankan monitor. Thalagoya.
Is that it?
Yeah. Thalagoya. It's not even fluffy. That's what it looks like. I don't know why.
No, that's why I thought it was fluffy. You said fluffy lizard, and I was like,
In my head, I just...
scales?
Listen, in my head, I just pictured, like, a skunk, but in lizard form. Like, a big skunk lizard.
Yeah, it's a monitor. It's a big monitor, though. Yeah. I could definitely see how that... Yeah, it's definitely giving Komodo dragon vibes. Yeah.
Apparently, some people in Sri Lanka hunt them and eat them.
Probably tasty. I know, like, alligators are tasty.
Apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. I'm sorry about your kitten, though. I'm like, so about this lizard. Say more. Is that a monitor, perhaps?
More interested in the lizard than my dying kitten.
No, okay, I love kittens too, but monitors gotta eat.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry.
Not my kittens. Rude.
They're just trying their best, okay? All animals. Monitors, kittens, people. All right. I'm gonna move us along here.
Oh my gosh, wait. Before we do,
yeah,
that reminds me, like, when I was editing the last video, I was looking at Emily like I was in love with her the whole time. It's so wild. And now I just caught myself. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm giving her the love stare. Wow.
This is the power of friendship.
Yeah.
There's just so much love in the air.
Yeah.
Truly. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, get you somebody who looks at me the way that Tima does. I feel like I look at you like that too, though.
I think so.
Yeah, just like,
aw. I love it.
All right. So, what do we have here? This one is also coming from Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
And it's called, Am I the Asshole for Leaving My Disabled Friend Behind As She Was Late?
Yeah.
I, 25, and my friend, 22 female, A, had made plans to go see a concert. I had managed to get some good tickets for a great price. For context, we're both neurodiverse. I do get stressed about lateness and changes to plans, admittedly. I had also paid for the concert tickets and travel tickets. The agreement was that she'd cover food and drinks. A is consistently late to things. This has led to conflict before. I purposely told her I'd booked an earlier train than the one I had booked. We were working on a budget, so I paid for non-changeable tickets using a rail card that gives two people a discount if they're traveling together. Mm. I told her the earlier train as I couldn't afford any extra expenses. A was late. Missed the earlier time. I confessed that I told her the wrong time, since I know what she's like, and told her the actual time. She laughed and said she was on her way. It was 5 minutes to the departure time. I sent her a screenshot of the tickets and platform number so she could get through the barriers, but said I was going to get on the train instead of waiting at the entrance for her. A told me to wait and that she'd be there. The train left without her, with me on board. A rang me, asked where I was. I told her I was on the train, but if she spoke to the ticket desk, they could help her book a later train if she still wanted to come. Mm-hmm. She started shouting at me, saying I was horrible for leaving her behind and that I knew she couldn't afford another ticket. She blamed her ADHD for being late, which I said wasn't an excuse, as I have ADHD too and managed it to make it. Mm-hmm. In the past, I've shared tips with her on what I do to be on time for things. I've told her I was happy to meet her at the venue if she could get here. Her response was that she was going home and didn't want to go anymore. I rang another friend, Z, who lives near the venue, and said I had a spare ticket, and they went with me. Mm-hmm. We had a great time, but I was angry at the other friend. Fast forward 2 days. She's still kicking off at me over messages, saying I'm a horrible person for giving her ticket to someone else and going without her, since we made plans to go together. Mm. I've tried to acknowledge her feelings of missing out, but ultimately said I can't not live my life just because she's late. Mm. I also pointed out she hadn't paid for anything, so it's not like she lost money. A said I could have waited and got a later train so we could use my rail card discount and both be able to go, as she could have afforded it if she had the discount. I couldn't afford any more expenses for the trip. Mm. A couple of mutual friends are saying I'm in the wrong and should have waited and hung out with her instead of going, as I made plans to spend the day with A and not with Z. I'm confused now since the other friends are saying I'm wrong. So to break the tie, I'm asking Reddit. Am I the asshole?
Okay, I take it back. No.
No.
Not at all. That's super inconsiderate of her friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you read the title at first, I thought that something happened because of her disability.
Yeah.
That kind of led her to be late. But no.
Yeah, and I just want to throw in a quick edit here. So edit for context. I referred to her as disabled in the heading since she said, and I quote, "You left someone with a disability behind and didn't help them."
Is she referring to her ADHD?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a lot of folks were in the comments like, why are you calling her disabled? She has ADHD. And then people did point out like ADHD is considered a disability and it can be really debilitating. Mm-hmm. I also have ADHD, but I know like there's a spectrum of how it affects different people, and I definitely like agree with it being classified as a disability. Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, like your friend did help you, like did try to do everything in her power to make this easier on you.
Yeah.
Like told you an earlier time, sent you the screenshots, like called you, tried to keep you in the know of what was going on. Like
she was very accommodating. And ultimately, it is your responsibility to make sure that you get somewhere on time. And I'm saying that as someone who is chronically late to everything. It is an issue.
Yeah.
All right. Like, but I don't excuse myself for it. Like, I feel really, really bad when I end up doing it because it's not something I want to carry forward in my life, you know? And it's also not something that is going to benefit me. Like, when I have a job and I can't be late to my job every other time.
Yeah, it's really tough. I also chronically late. Like, I think time blindness is a real thing, especially with ADHD. Like, there are so many times where I'm like, okay, it's 7 a.m. I'm going to start getting ready for work, which is at 9. Mm-hmm. So get ready at 7 and I have to leave the house by 8:30 to get to work at 9. Mm-hmm. I leave my phone in the other room. Mm-hmm. First mistake. While I'm getting ready. And I feel like I literally am doing like foundation, mascara, blush, something that would normally take me 10 minutes.
Right.
And somehow when I'm done, I'm like, okay, done, ready to go. Let me just make breakfast. Check my phone. It's like 8:30. I'm like, oh, gotta go if I want to get to work on time. Like, I don't have time for breakfast anymore. Like, it totally happens. I'm like, where did the time go?
I get you. That happens to me all the time. And I personally need to work on just setting my timeline a little earlier so I can account for those moments where I just lose track of time. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
I can't even explain it. Like, people who don't have this issue don't understand it. But at the same time, if it was a situation like this, where you have to be there on time or this train is going to leave and it's going to mess up your whole day, and you have a friend who's like buying these tickets for you and doing all of this stuff, like, no, I would not be late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can, so I can sort of see her perspective in the sense of like, if we have plans to do something and I'm late and you just like leave to do the thing without me, I'm kind of like, wait, I'm still coming. Like, I wouldn't expect you to just leave the coffee shop, right?
Right.
So I can see that. But at the same time, like, this is also different because she's on a train, right?
This is different.
She's already sitting on the train. She's there waiting for you to get on. And then the doors close and she's like, well, I guess I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Here's how you can join me.
There's nothing she could do at that point.
No, you can't make the train turn around.
No, you can't. And what is she going to do? Like, get off at the next stop and then take another train back?
No.
That's not fair. That's you can't do that. No. So I understand her in this situation. Like, she gave her a chance to get another train and come with her and still go to this concert.
Yeah, concert. And and like you said, she paid for everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's not going to miss the concert.
No.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No. Yeah. And, like, as a good friend, if you were in the other person's shoes, I would just be like, yeah, all right, you know, go have fun. Unfortunately, I missed it. I don't have money to buy a new ticket. We'll hang out another day.
Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Like, I feel like this is the kind of thing that, unfortunately, like, I would have to, like, I would just kick myself for, which I've done. Like, yeah, like you said, we're both chronically late. Like, we've been there where you're like, ah, what is wrong with me? Like, why couldn't I make it? But I would not blame the other person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's icky.
Yeah. That sucks. And it sucks that her friends were mad at her too.
Yeah.
She did also say in another edit that once she gave her friends more context about what had happened, they switched over and were on her side, and that she had to end up muting her one friend because she kept like just spamming her with like angry messages.
Yeah.
Just unfortunate.
That's not really a friend I would want to keep close to me.
No.
Yeah.
That's not great. Yeah. Mm-mm. Well.
We always do that. Well.
Well. Well. I like, I've been watching The Legend of Korra lately. Have you seen it?
I'm watching it right now.
No way.
Yeah, I just started yesterday.
Like, for the first time?
Avatar.
Wait, did you just watch Avatar for the first time?
This is the first time I watched it coherently. I used to just watch random episodes when they were on Nickelodeon.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we need to talk about this. Should we talk about this right now?
Should we?
You've never watched Avatar, like, all the way through, and you just finished.
Yeah, because it's on Netflix now. Has it always been on Netflix?
It's been on Netflix since, oh my gosh, 2019.
No way. Yeah. Maybe, okay, you know what? It's because the live action Avatar came out, and I watched that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's so good. It's like literally my favorite show ever.
Yeah.
Eric, my partner, and I are like obsessed with it because so I also like watched just a couple episodes as a kid, and then during the pandemic it was on Netflix, so I watched it, and I was like, this is amazing. Like, I watched it within like 3 days.
Yeah.
Obsessed. I made Eric watch it with me on Zoom because we're long distance. And he also was obsessed. And so we're like both big fans. For my birthday that year, he got me the like Legend of Kyoshi book and also an Aang Funko Pop. It's really cute. He has little Momo on his shoulder.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And I made my mom watch it. My mom and I watched it together. So I've seen the original like 5 times through now.
Oh, okay.
And then I started Korra. I started Korra like the next day though, because I was like, I don't want this to end.
Okay.
And I didn't like it.
Really?
Because I felt like it was just so different. I wasn't prepared for like that tone shift.
Okay.
So I'm just now rewatching it, like watching it all the way through. Because I feel like enough time has passed.
Okay.
And I'm almost done. No, I'm just starting season 4.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's the last season of Legend of Korra. You're almost done.
Yeah, and I'm really sad about it because I'm obsessed. Aww. It's so good.
I like the first episode. Yeah. Because I just finished Avatar. And I was like, no, I can't have this end. And I saw Legend of Korra was on. Yeah. So I was like, yo, I'm going to watch that. And I put it on. And I'm really liking it so far.
Yeah. I feel like the first season, like the first few episodes are really good. Mm-hmm. And then the other half, it's still good. But just coming off the tail end of The Last Airbender, like it... Uh-huh. Oh, it just feels different. Like the characters are different. There's not quite the same friend dynamic. There's like some like romance drama in ways that there wasn't in Avatar because like the characters are older.
Yeah.
But it's worth it to stick with it. Trust me. Yeah. No, I will. So good.
I will. I love the Avatar dynamic. The only thing in Avatar I wish was different was I really wanted Zuko to end up with Katara. In another world, but they didn't have enough time for that to flourish. So
they didn't.
I get why they didn't do that.
Yeah. You're not alone. I think there's many Zutara shippers out there. Zutara? Zutara?
Never mind.
Katuko? Kazoo. I think Katara and Aang is Katang.
Atara? Angtara?
I think it's Katang. I'm like pretty sure about that one. Like not that that's necessarily the best one, but I think that's the one that like is.
It's like the popular one. Yeah.
But no, I love Korra. The reason I even brought this up is because lately I've been doing this like old timey voice because of the narration in Korra. Like, oh, maybe you haven't seen it yet because if you only watched the first episode.
Yeah.
But on every episode after that, the narrator comes in and he's like, our hero Korra is at it again, and Mako and Bolin are here to help. It's like this old-timey 1920s radio voice, and I've been doing that voice, like, consistently. It's replacing the British accent. I'm just like, well, what have we here? Like, another thing that we laughed about earlier is because every time, for some reason, this afternoon, that Tima asked me a question, I was like, ah? Like... What?
Like, who does that?
So weird. But yeah, I think it's like the Korra influence.
Wow, what a thing that we're both watching
that's
right now.
So funny. It's so good. Okay, we're gonna need to like take more time on a separate occasion to talk about the live action too.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of feelings.
I have opinions. Now that I've watched the cartoon version of it fully through, I do have opinions on the live action one.
My main opinion, I'll just like say this really quickly. My main opinion is that it's good. I'm like one of the people who really likes it.
I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
I loved it. The only thing,
hate it.
No, I love it. I just don't feel the chemistry between Katara and Aang, like the romantic chemistry.
Yeah. Agree.
And I personally am hoping. I'm hoping
that they change history.
Yes. In this one aspect. Because they've actually done it. Some of the details are definitely not the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
As it still works. Like, I think it was done well enough for it to work in the live action.
Yeah.
So I feel like they could change that love story, but that would be a much bigger change.
Yeah, for sure it would be. Yeah. And it would definitely eliminate the possibility of any future, like, Korra live action.
Exactly. Because
a lot of the main characters are Aang and Katara's kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly liked like 90% of the changes that they made in the live action, which I know is like very controversial. Maybe it's because I didn't watch Avatar as a kid, so I don't have that nostalgic like feeling of they can't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that when adapting something from cartoon to live action, like specifically like children's cartoon to like young adult or even like slightly older audience live action, like there are some things that need to change. So one of the things that people called out is Sokka and the live action not being goofy enough. And I can definitely see that, but I also think like Sokka's goofiness in the cartoon is so exaggerated and we love him. We love Sokka, like we love that goofiness. But I think in real life, to see somebody display that level of goofiness would kind of be like annoying. You'd be like, well, can you stop like just making faces in the reflection in the water all the time?
I feel the same way. It just wouldn't come off the same.
And he's been through a lot. I mean, he was like 13 when his dad told him, I'm off, like you're in charge of the village now. That's a lot of pressure. I could see why he's more serious.
But he still does have moments where you can see the cartoon Sokka in him. So I don't know, I liked it too. And I think you know, the little changes that they made, having things that happened in one city happen in another city, so like stuff like that.
Was fine.
It was fine to me.
I was honestly glad because I think they like could have cut out a lot of those smaller things. Like they could have even cut out Boomy. They could have even cut out
Jet.
But rather than do that, or the like fake airbenders.
But rather than
cut them out, they found a way to merge them all together. Yeah. So we still get all of those characters that we love that aren't necessarily inherent to the story.
I think it was skillfully done.
Yeah. I thought it was good. I don't know. A lot of people really hated it. And I was like nervous that it wouldn't get renewed. Mm. But it did.
Yay!
So I'm excited about that. Wow. We said we weren't
good. No. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do say in the title that we will talk about random nerdy obsessions and deep dives. So here we are.
We warned you.
Welcome. Yeah, well.
Well. Yeah. Well. I shall get to my story.
Please, please.
All right.
Oh, British is back.
Okay, so this one is also from r/Emma the Asshole.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Has this ever happened before?
Never.
All of them?
Am I the asshole for begging my girlfriend to uphold a sexist tradition just so she can make a good first impression? I have a big family that's incredibly close. We have big family dinners every few months where we all meet at my great-grandfather's estate and eat together. Typically how this works is that the women go cook for the time that they're there and the men don't, which I am fully aware is sexist as hell. That being said, I am one of the youngest people in my family and my protests mean literally nothing. Some of those women choose not to cook. However, this is usually met with a level of ostracizing. The women who don't cook are wives and long-term girlfriends, so they kind of already have a good family relationship doctored in. When I have seen new partners not cook, it's gone bad, like completely ostracized, not speaking, cattiness, rudeness, etc. This dinner will be in 2 weeks, and my girlfriend was asked if she would attend. Initially, she said yes, which is great. I want for her to meet everyone and for everyone to get used to her being around, but when I explained to her the tradition, she was understandably bothered. I told her that I understood where she was coming from, however, it was best for everyone if she just played along. I told her that this isn't a permanent thing and that I'm only asking her to do this so that she can avoid bad treatment from the rest of the family. This is her first impression and I don't think it's best if we cause waves. She told me that it's unacceptable and that if she has to do that, she will not be going. I've tried to find a compromise with her on this, but she won't budge, and she's pissed at me. She told me that if I think it's acceptable to make her do this, then I'm just as bad as everyone else. Mm. While my point is that she needs to make a good first impression. Am I the asshole?
Hmm. Yes. Yes. I think your family are more of assholes, for sure. That's a tough one, honestly.
Yeah, for this one, I don't think he's coming from a bad place.
I don't either.
I think he genuinely just wants her to be accepted by his family, and he knows how they are. So he's just kind of trying to convince her to do this. But I'm more on her side.
Agree, yeah.
Of being like, no, I don't care if this is your family tradition. If it's a sexist tradition, I don't want to uphold it for myself.
Yes.
Which is probably something that I would do if I was in this situation. I don't think he's the asshole here, though.
Yeah.
Because I think he's trying to, I think he does understand where she's coming from.
Yeah.
And he's trying to empathize with that, trying to get more opinions on how he should go about this.
That's true.
But he's also dealing with his whole family, and he wants her to be integrated well, and he knows how it works. So he's trying not to get her ostracized and trying not to have those issues in the family. It's a tricky one.
It is tricky. I do feel like I'm glad that he recognizes like this tradition is very sexist. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like he's realizing this for the first time. Like it sounds like he knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also definitely see like I'm not from a big family, but I can imagine if being the youngest in such a big group where everyone is literally on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out and saying, hey, I don't think this is a great idea. People are going to be like, what? I think there's definitely privilege there, though, because he can also not make waves because it does not affect him. Like, exactly. He is not the one in the kitchen cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, your girlfriend literally coming to meet your family for the first time and being forced to work is ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I would think that maybe you all go out for dinner for the first time, even if that's an issue. Yeah. And he knows that that's an issue. Maybe he can make that kind of...
It's hard.
Right?
It's weird because I feel like there are circumstances where certain aspects of this wouldn't be that bad. Like if it's like, my mom loves cooking. My mom and my sisters all really love cooking.
Right.
And like, we want to have you over for Thanksgiving. And my mom really wants to like show you the recipes.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a bonding activity. Right. Of, you know, do you want to like cook with my mom and like learn how to make her turkey recipe? Oh, that's so fun. I'd love that. You know, you're doing something together that makes you both comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically the framing of, this is a thing. Yeah. All women have to be in the kitchen while all the men are outside.
Yeah,
that's and where the issue is. Like, that's the, that doesn't work.
That's where it becomes sexist.
Yeah.
Because I would actually love to cook with my partner's mom.
Yeah.
For the first time meeting her. That would be so cute. But if it was framed as in like, oh, like you actually have to cook, then that would kind of make me pretty pissed off.
Yeah. Maybe he's selfish and just doesn't want to make waves for him. But I can also see him really caring about not making waves for her.
Yeah, that's
because
what I'm
saying. Will, he knows his family and he knows that it will specifically come down on her.
Exactly.
Of like, if I make waves right now, like you're always going to be known as that person.
Because he did say that new girlfriends who have done that in the past have been ostracized and like been treated badly and whatnot.
That's so awful. I think his family just sounds like they kind of suck in that regard. That's tough. I honestly don't know like what I would do if I were him. I honestly also don't know what I would do if I were her.
Yeah.
I think I would probably take the route that she's taking of absolutely not. But then when it comes down to it, there might be a point where I give in one time. Because it depends on how much I care about him, how strong our relationship is. Like, if I genuinely see a future with him and I am confident in the fact that he is not like that, then I would probably go, honestly, one time.
Okay.
And then after that, make the waves.
Yeah.
But I also can understand if she doesn't want to do that.
Like, yeah.
That's fair, too.
Honestly, for me, I would try to get around that by asking him if his family maybe wants to go out for dinner so I don't have to be put in that situation.
Yeah.
It would be really difficult for me to accept that.
That's
even
really
once.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's difficult. I'm assuming that all the comments that he was the asshole.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
Some of them were kind of saying what we're saying, where like we get that he's trying to protect his girlfriend. But he has to stand up to his family, essentially, and he can't force her to do this. Some did just straight up say, you are the asshole.
That's interesting that, like, folks did see both sides. Often Reddit can be very, like, one side only. So it's interesting. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I don't envy either of them.
Yeah.
Well... The Avatar has big moves to make and big shoes to fill.
Oh, no. The way you know that word for word.
No, that's not a real quote.
Oh, wow. I'm really proud of you for that.
Thank you. Just an improv girly. This one is coming from r/AITAH. Am I the a-hole? So, also,
wait, what?
Just slightly different from AITA, which is where we've been getting them from.
Okay.
I just want to reference that, like, I want to clarify that they're not all coming from the same subreddit.
We are diverse.
Yes. All right, so AITAH for refusing to donate my kidney to my dying sister because she got with my high school bully. Buckle up, kids. I am a 35-year-old gay man. When I was in high school, I was bullied severely by Darren. I won't go into the details, but it was really bad. Past the point of typical high school douchebaggery. In my sophomore year, I made the mistake of coming out to one of my friends, who promptly spread this information around the school. Before this, Darren had targeted me for being unathletic and wearing glasses, and had done this to a couple of other kids as well. But after I was outed, it was only me, and only because of my sexuality. After high school, I moved away for college. I made friends, even got a boyfriend, and pretty much forgot about Darren until one Thanksgiving, my sister Ellie brought home her boyfriend, Darren. No joke, the first thing he said when he saw me was, "Damn, Ellie, you didn't tell me your brother's a slur." Ellie laughed, as did my dad. I was kind of stunned, but I didn't yell or start a fight. I just got up and walked out.
Oh.
Yeah. After the fight, my family tried to play it off as Darren was joking because he was nervous meeting the family. And they told me that he and Ellie were serious, so I had to get over it. I just told them all that I wouldn't be attending any event where Darren was. In private, I told Ellie that I felt hurt that she'd date Darren, knowing what he did to me. She basically called me too sensitive and told me that she has the right to date who she likes, which, yeah, she does. Since then, I've been putting distance between myself and my family, who seem to have readily accepted Darren into the fold. Recently, my mom reached out to tell me that Ellie was in the hospital and needed a kidney transplant. The rest of the family had been tested and none could donate, and my mom wanted me to get tested because I'm her full brother with a high likelihood of a match. The thing is, after all these years, Ellie is basically a stranger to me. If I were to do this, I'd have to drive 3 states back to my hometown, miss who knows how much work, and give up a piece of my flesh, all for the woman who dated and eventually married the guy who made my high school days a living hell. I told my mom that I wouldn't be getting tested, and she freaked out at me over the phone. I quickly hung up on her, but before I did, I heard her call me vindictive and a monster for refusing to save my sister's life. I admit I feel guilty about it.
Ooh. This one's rough.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna say you're partially the asshole here.
Good old ESH.
What?
Everyone sucks here.
Everyone sucks here. Yeah, that's true. Everyone sucks here. I think not thinking about giving your sister your kidney to save her life just because she married someone who definitely hurt you in the past. I don't really know how justified that is, but also it is your body.
Yeah.
Like, you have full autonomy to your body, and I don't think anyone has the right to tell you what to do with it. This is just so rough because I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, but I've never known how that felt to be ostracized to that level by someone and then have them be introduced back into your family. I think that would be very, very harmful.
Yeah.
But I think I would still do it. I think I would at least get tested and then like make a decision from there. Because not even for my sister, more so for me, because I think he's going to regret this.
If she dies,
yeah. Which she has a big, if she's going into kidney failure, she will die unless she gets a kidney, which is really hard because she's going to be on the transplant list and that doesn't always work out.
Yeah, I went through a lot of like different feelings on this when I read it for the first time. My like initial gut reaction was also like everyone sucks here, even like a gentle like you're the asshole. It sounds so strong, but it's the rating system we have here.
Yeah.
Only because like I think the thought is ingrained so strongly into us of like blood is thicker than water, you know, like family's everything. Yeah, sure, your sister did horrible things to you. I mean, let's be clear. It's not that she, I dated somebody who bullied you in the past. Like, and then he's now changed or whatever. No, like, he literally came back into your life, supposedly a grown man, and the first thing he said was a slur to your face, and your whole family, including your sister, laughed and called you sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, let's be clear on that. Your sister at this point is also being homophobic, terrible, bigoted. Like, she's doing all of that. She's co-signing it. She's laughing.
Exactly. I mean, the whole family is bullying him at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, like, that is really important to keep in mind is that blood isn't necessarily thicker than water. Like, family doesn't always mean a whole lot. And, like, if people show you who they are, like, I think you're not wrong for cutting people off. You're not wrong for choosing yourself over them. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately, like, it does just come down to, like, what will he be able to live with?
Yeah.
Because I think you're so right. Like, even if, you know, right now in this moment, he's like, absolutely not. Like, fuck her, honestly. Like, screw my family. In a year, if something happens, or in a month, whatever it is, like, I don't know how he's gonna feel.
Yeah.
But no, it literally is his body part.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, no one can take that from him. No.
And you can't force someone to give up something as important as a kidney.
Yeah.
This is just, it really is about him and how 100%. He's gonna.
It's also messed up, like, the way that his mom, and I want to be clear, like, I understand that her mom is currently, like, going through probably some of the biggest emotions she's ever felt in her life, but the way that she's calling him, like, a monster and vindictive, it's acting like he's not donating his kidney to get his just desserts. Like, he's viewing this as petty revenge, like, I'll show you, and I don't see that.
No, he's genuinely hurt over this, and he doesn't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's like, you deserve to die.
Okay. The part about him saying that he would have to miss work and go three states over, that part was like,
okay, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
Those aren't reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to go save someone's life.
Yeah, that's those fair. Those things would not stop you. Even if it's not your sister.
Right.
Yeah.
But everything else he's saying, I get it. I do get it. That's why I gave him a partial asshole. It was mainly for those lines where I was like, why would you say that? That's weird. This is hard.
It's tough. Well, there is some good news. So some people in the comments added some interesting things. So somebody said, fun fact, in the US at least, if you go to get tested but you tell the doctor that you are being coerced, they will say that you're not a match. I did 3 seconds of research on this, so not conclusive at all. I couldn't find anything on this.
Okay.
But that makes sense to me that they would do that. So that could be a way for you to, like, if you're okay with the guilt afterwards thing, like, at least get people off your back.
Right. Okay.
But then somebody else commented and said, I also heard that if you can get someone, friend, family, to voluntarily donate a kidney into the system that matches with someone else in need, they will find someone whose donor matches you.
Oh.
So tell your mom and the rest of your jerk relatives that you have excellent news. They can go ahead and donate to save your shitty sister's life.
Okay.
Darren can donate. Yeah.
No, that's great.
And there are people commenting that they'd had, like, experiences with this. You know, a family member needed a kidney. They weren't a match, so they donated, and it was like a kidney swap, and then the other person's kidney went into their relative.
Just do that. It's not on him. All right. With that new information,
wipe your hands clean of that.
For sure. All he has to say is that, and then whatever they choose to do is on them.
They're definitely still gonna hate him,
but no, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, he can go no contact if he wants to.
Fully justified in doing that.
And then just know that he did not kill her, is not responsible in any way for her life.
Good job, Reddit.
Happy ending. Kind of, to, like, a really heavy story
ish. Well, I hope she survives, even though she's shitty.
I hope she doesn't die. But also, like, I don't know, maybe having difficult experiences like these will make you question, like, why wasn't my brother willing to come to my deathbed? Like, why?
Right.
Maybe my actions really did have consequences.
Was I really that awful? Yeah.
I was. Oh my God. No. Regardless of the kidney thing, like, I truly can't imagine doing that to your sibling's son.
It's just the fact that no one stood up for him. No
one. They just said, get over it. And they laughed. They got over it and they laughed too, which means that they think that.
They bullied him too.
Yeah.
Like, that Derek guy, whatever, is that his name?
Sure.
Derek was his first big bully, right? Yeah. But his family is fine with that. His family didn't see anything wrong with the fact that this guy tortured him.
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah. But hey, good job, Reddit.
Good job, Proud Reddit. Of you. Yeah, we got through where we needed to go.
Am I the a-hole?
Yeah. Am I the A-H? No, you are not the A-H. Well.
I have another one.
All right.
All right. This one's a shorter one, but I think it's a little juicy.
Okay. This is our last one for the night, probably.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Okay, so this is from, can you guess?
r/lizards?
Yeah. r/am I the asshole?
Honestly, r/lizards is a great place.
I believe you. They should put a Talagoya in there. Ooh. Maybe I should put my story on there. My kitten story on there. Anyways.
Your kitten story?
Yeah. Well, okay. Am I the asshole for being annoyed at my best friend for getting pregnant knowing my wedding date?
What?
I have a best friend of 28 plus years who's offered to officiate and do hair for myself and other bridesmaids for my wedding, which has long been booked and paid for, invitations out, etc. Fast forward and she announces she's pregnant with her new boyfriend and her due date is 6 days after the wedding, so she won't be able to come, period, now. She has stated numerous times that this was a planned pregnancy, and in my eyes, I think it's honestly hurtful and rude that she couldn't wait a couple of weeks at most. Am I the asshole for being frustrated and thinking she was selfish, or am I the selfish one in this scenario?
Girl, we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Just this crazy thing that happens when people are planning a wedding, where you're just like, it's all about me. The world is all about me. No one else can have a single thought or feeling that is contrary to me. It's not allowed to rain. No one's allowed to look at me funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's my day.
Exactly.
Like, dude, I'm so sorry. You think that she could have planned her pregnancy to happen a few weeks later?
And also, planned pregnancy doesn't necessarily mean, oh, we planned to get pregnant on this specific day. It just means we plan to get pregnant, period.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I feel like there's like some sex education that's lacking.
Yeah. Clearly, like some people can't control that. I don't think anyone can control that.
Exactly when that happens.
Yeah.
And also, even if you were able to do that, premature babies are a thing. Mm. Sometimes they stay and cook a little bit longer.
Mm.
Like there's literally no way of being like, okay, but we have to just, like, really be careful around this date. Like, this date is a no-go for our baby.
Like, this week is...
Yeah.
It's specifically for my one friend who's having a what? No. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if she was doing your hair and whatever. It really doesn't matter. She got pregnant.
Yeah.
She's keeping the baby. She can't go anymore.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
Just what a ridiculous story. My goodness. I hope that, like, once the wedding haze lifts, mm-hmm. she can see and be like, oh gosh, I have someone to apologize to.
Yeah.
And check in on.
I mean, hopefully she looks at these comments. She did ask, like, oh, am I the asshole in this situation? Or is it my friend? It seemed like she was genuinely asking. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming people ripped her a new one.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Asshole?
Ripped her a new one?
Oh, am I the asshole?
I was thinking like ripping during pregnancy or birth. Wow. Anyways.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, no. I know, like ripped her a new asshole, as the saying goes.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that different when you think about it.
Yeah, truly. Because, I mean, it does happen too.
Yo, pregnancy is so difficult. Like, I feel so bad for this lady having to deal with a crazy friend right now. Being like, it's fine. You're going to be fine. Have a nice wedding. Meanwhile, she's literally getting ripped a new one. Poor thing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
But the comments... ripping her.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of them were just like, you are the asshole. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, like, listen, planning a wedding right now, and it's very expensive. I'm trying to plan, like, the smallest, most freaking minimal, tiny baby wedding I could possibly plan. Like, I am not a fancy gal. I don't care. I literally just want, like, a restaurant with, like, 20 people. And even that, it's, like, 10,000.
Am
like,
I invited?
Can't... Yes.
Sure.
We'll see. No, but even that is, like, $10,000, which is crazy.
Wow.
So, like, in... I was saying earlier, you know, brides get this crazy thing of like, nothing can go wrong. I twitch. It's a lot of money. Like, I don't know. Maybe as I get closer to the date, like, I will start having this anxiety of like, I spent $10,000 just for things to not work out perfectly, you know? Because it is one day. You're spending all that on one day.
Yeah,
so you do want it to work.
Yeah.
So I can see, like, I can understand where the bridezilla attitude comes from.
Right.
Kind of those fears. But yeah, just hoping that, like we said, once the fog lifts, she goes back to her friend.
I think she will. Yeah. There's a reason why there's like that show, Bridezillas. Is that a show? That's a show. Is yeah. It? I'm pretty sure it was.
Maybe.
Like on MTV.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard of it, but probably.
Definitely not on MTV.
Why not?
It wasn't on MTV. Bridezilla? Oh. Whatever. Anyways.
Alexa, what was Bridezilla on? We don't have an Alexa here, but maybe you do and you're listening to this with speakers and your Alexa will tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could tell us.
Because I have zero information and that might not even be a show. So
yeah, maybe a movie?
No, it's either a show or nothing.
It does not exist. We invented the word for the first time right now.
Bonk.
Ooh, that one was juicy.
I know.
Wavy, I love it. Well, it's late. Oh my god. Y'all, I am so sorry. She said we weren't sorry earlier. Like, I'm from the bottom of my heart. Like, I am so sorry that you're getting this version of us today. This is a lot.
It is.
But also, you're welcome.
Yeah. You have been...
Do not leave me hanging. No, it only works if we're both...
Okay. Ew. Why are your hands like that?
What? Are you calling me out for being sweaty?
I'm usually the coldest one in the room.
Oh, for being cold.
Your hands are freezing and a little clammy. That doesn't feel...
You're so mean. Okay. Well, I'm gonna send us out tonight.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, we're not speaking anymore. Good night, everybody. I hope that you have a pleasant evening. Sleep tight. Don't let the... My hands are really clammy. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. And get nicer friends than the one I have.
Maybe the fog will lift.
Bye.
Bye.